Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Mishneh Berurah Yomi. Today we're learning Siman Reishit Gimel, Sifim Aleph through Gimel. We're going to talk about conditions for saying a bracha for another. We left off at the Ramah in a Sif. Aleph says the Ramah, V'yesh omrim de'b'chol advarim chutz mipas v'yayin lo mahani haseba v'hu adin yeshiva ledidon. So there are those who say that for all food besides bread and wine, reclining, and today that would be sitting, is not effective to allow one to say a bracha for another. And therefore the practice today is when people are eating fruit, everybody says his own bracha. Explains the Mishneh Berurah in Yud Aleph, Koi Areish Hasif, a bracha rishona. So the Ramah is referring to the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch and the discussion about bracha rishona. V'tamam de davka pas v'yayin de chashive mahani haseba o yeshiva ledidon. So the reason for the opinion quoted in the Ramah is that only for bread and wine does haseba, reclining or sitting nowadays, does that work to allow one to say another for another, to say a bracha for another person, because the bread and the wine are very significant foods. Masha inkin b'shari dvarim delo chashive. However, for other foods, which are not as significant, tzarech kol echad avarech liatzmo. Everybody needs to make his own bracha. Vimbo, perus, ho chasuda, echad mefarech l'chulam. Demigo, the mahani haseba lepas, mahani nami l'shari dvarim. However, fruits are brought out in the middle of a bread meal, so then one can make a bracha on the fruit for everybody else, because since the recline is effective to allow one to make a bracha for the bread for everyone else, so too it's effective for the other things brought out during the meal. Mishneh Berurah Yud Beis Beperos, v'hu adin b'shari dvarim, not only fruits but all other foods as well. Ulinir sheichar u'mei devash akar and mead, ayin ba'olas tamid v'tazum agin avram, v'ho'edin ho'agin shagam bozeh, kol echam nevarich liyatzmo. So with respect to beer and to mead, nowadays the minhag is that everybody makes his own bracha. Ulinir yayin, mashma mirama v'chin mavor midarkei moshe, degam ledidon mahani haseba o yeshiva. With respect to wine, it's implied by the Ramah, and it's further implied by the Ramah's commentary in the Darkei Moshe, that reclining and nowadays sitting would be effective to allow one to make a bracha on wine for everybody else. However, many achronim, they raise the point that even when it comes to wine, it's better to make a bracha for oneself. Because nowadays it's not so common for people to establish themselves together to drink wine. So halacha l'maisa depends on the custom of the place. In a place where wine is very commonplace and it is customary to establish a group in order to drink, so then reclining or sitting would be sufficient for one person to be motzi another. It seems that nowadays the minhag is in most places for one person not to say a bracha for someone else for really any food, even though this is not like the fundamental halacha. Perhaps it's because not everybody is an expert at the law that you have to have intent to be yotzei, and for that the person saying the bracha has to have intent to be motzi. Yud Gimel shekol echad mevarech liatzmo v'davka lechatchila. So this is all lechatchila. V'b'diavad and beirach v'kivin lehotzi chaveiro v'ashem hemes kavinatis af lo asiba v'yeshiva klal nami yotza. However, after the fact, if one makes a bracha for another and both of them have intent to be motzi and to be yotzei, so even without reclining or sitting, the person listening would still be yote. Continues the Mechaber in Tziv Beis. Eina mevarech motzi yachirim ela imkin yochal v'yishta imohem. The person saying the bracha cannot make one for another person unless he eats and drinks with them. V'az yotzim b'shmiyosan shemechavnu neilav afilu lo ya'anu amin. And then the people sitting and listening to the bracha, so they are yote with the bracha as long as they pay attention to it, even if they did not say amin. Explains the Mishneh Berurah Yodalit, b'birkas hanenin. So this is referring to birkas hanenin. D'davka b'birkas hamitzvah, shoko Yisrael ha-rivin zeh b'zeh, u'keshachaviru eino yotzeh idei hamitzvah, ki'ilu hu lo yotza, l'chin yochol uvarich hafilu misha eino chai b'bracha zo. When it comes to birkas hamitzvah, so we have the principle that everybody is a guarantor for one another, and when someone else has not yet been yotzeh his mitzvah, it's as if you haven't been yotzeh your mitzvah, so then you can make the bracha for someone else, even though you've already done the mitzvah and you're not obligated in the bracha. But that's not the case when it comes to Birkas Hanenin. She'inu chov hamutal alav kishar mitzvah. It's not an obligation that rests upon you like a mitzvah. The lo lasani v'lo livrich, because you have the option. Don't derive the benefit, and then you don't have to make the bracha. V'afilum inam yodim be'atzman levarich. Even if the others don't know how to make the bracha themselves, nonetheless, you cannot make the bracha for them unless you also partake of the benefit. V'zeasi if shayach bein the bracha rishona bein the bracha achrona. So this applies both to bracha rishona and to bracha achrona. V'ayin the elbasim nikuv samachzayin. Say if. Yodes, where the Mechaber talks about making a bracha for Kitanim, if one did not derive any benefit. Continues the Mishnah Berurah Tezvav, as Yotzim b'Shmiyasan, v'im ino ocha v'shosa imayim after the eved lo yatsu. But if the person does not eat or drink with the other people, and he says the bracha, so then even after the fact, they're not yotzei, because his bracha is a bracha in vain, since he's not eating at all. How could it be that they're going to be yotzei with his bracha if he didn't eat? Even if they say amin, nonetheless, they're saying amin to a bracha levatola, which is not effective. The only case where if he said the bracha but didn't eat, it would still be effective, is if he was not able to eat because of some mistake that happened, or because he was withheld from eating. He was holding a cup, but then it spilled after he made the bracha, so then he wasn't able to drink. So then in that case, so then the bracha is not considered a bracha in vain, and therefore the others listening to the bracha can still be yotze with it. So the people listening have to have kavanah to be yotze, and the person saying it has to have kavana to be motzi. Yudzayin afilu lo ya'anu amin. Even if they don't say amin, they're still yotzi. The kaimel and the shomer ka'une v'harei hukim mevarich bi'atma. Because we hold that the person listening is like he said the words, and therefore he's considered like the mevarich himself. V'chozeh le'inyin di'ovad. However, this is all for after the fact. Aval l'chatkila, to begin with, levad masha mitzvah. Besides the mitzvah to say amin on a bracha that you hear from another Jew, as we're going to see, when you're trying to be yotze with a bracha, you certainly should say amin in order to demonstrate actively that one can consent to the bracha of the mevarich. Many do one mitzvah. So the best way to do it is for one person to make the bracha for everyone else, because Berovam Hadras Melech. Vayin the Elbasim in Vav B'Shai Tshuva Sivkan Hey V'Simin Ches If Hey V'Mishnah Brura V'Simin Reish Tzadiches Of Dvul Shor V'Simin Yates and all those Ma'ir Makomos. This principle is elaborated upon. Can you be Yotzei by listening to a bracha made on behalf of a katan? So the Chazon Ish and Archaim Lamed Hey says that no, that bracha would not be sufficient for one to be Yotzei. That's in footnote number 14. Footnote 15. What happens if somebody delays or interrupts between his listening to a bracha and eating or doing a mitzvah? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that seemingly he's not yotzei, because he shows by eating or delaying or interrupting that he's not interested in being yotzei with the bracha. Turning now to the Mechaber and Siv Gimel. In yotzei yidei chovasa b'shmias ha-bracha afilu yane amin ela inkein sheshma metchilasa v'yad sofa v'neskavei nasis ba yidei chovasa. One is not yotzei by listening to a bracha, even if he says amin, unless he heard the bracha from beginning to end and he had kavana to be yotzei with that bracha. V'amavarech neskavein gam kein lotzio yidei chovasa, and the mavarech also had the intent to be motzi him with the bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yud Ches, midisasam mashma de akol brachos kai. From the fact that the Mechaber just says this without any qualifications, it seems that he refers to all brachos. V'afilu brachos sheim derabanan, but in a davka sheichavin latzis de mitzvah. And even when it comes to brachos that are derabanan, nonetheless, he has to have kavanat biyotzei. V'chein mashma bereisha tesef hei, v'ayin del besimun tzavach, Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan, Yud ube halacha sham, v'simun reisha ayin gimbal siv vav, v'vi halacha di b'maskel luchigon. Those Ma'ar Makomos, again, the Mishnah Berurah elaborates on this halacha. Your testament chilasa v'yad sofa v'ainu gam tivas baruch shabit chilasa needs to hear every word of the bracha, including the word baruch at the beginning. Delo adif me mevarch biatmo kish medali gezativa meikar abracha delo yaze dechovasa. The person listening is no better than the person saying the bracha, such that when if the person saying the bracha were to skip a word, he wouldn't be yotze, an essential word, he wouldn't be yotze. So to the listener, if he doesn't have kavana for one of the essential, if he's not listening to one of the essential words, he's not yotze. Da'avim mishana me'mebeah shetavu chachamim, because he's changing from the format that the Chachamim set out for us. Footnote number 17. What if the listeners are there I'm conditioned to hear the brachos and to be yotzei. So it's implied by the Mishnah Berurah Tov Kuf Pei Tes that they're yotzei even if they did not have explicit intent at the time of the bracha. If they establish themselves together for a bracha, footnote 18, so the Biur Halacha Kuf Hamak Zayin Sif Yud Gimel says that the Mevarich does not need to have explicit intent in that case because everybody's there for the purpose of the bracha. Does Amin have to be said if the Mevarich is not obligated in the bracha? What happens if the Mevarich says a bracha? He already did the mitzvah, but he says the bracha for someone else who didn't yet do the mitzvah. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger is of the opinion that you have to say Amin in that case. However, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky infers from the Mishnah Berurah that you would not have to say Amin even in that case. What if somebody hears Havdalah, he wants to be Yotzei with Havdalah, but he's in the middle of Yishmona Esrei, and he can't interrupt in order to say the Havdalah. Footnote 20, Shlomo Zalman says you can be Yotzei only between the brachos, but not in the middle of a bracha. And what happens if you did hear a bracha, but you didn't have the required intent? Should you repeat the bracha? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav is of the opinion that you should not repeat the bracha because maybe we would say mitzvos ein tzvichos kavana for a mitzvah derabanan. However, Rav Moshe Sternbach and Shuvos van Hagos chelagim osu minayin ches, as well as Rav Shlomo Zalman, say that one should repeat the bracha. Next time around, we will continue. Bresh Hashem, a great Shadalit. Have a wonderful day.